Welcome to the See You Sunday podcast, your weekly dose of honest, real, and relatable conversations that feel like catching up with your closest friend. I'm your host, Jasmine, and here we explore all things personal growth, lifestyle, wellness, girl talk, and everything in between. Tune in every Sunday and walk away with a full soul, fresh motivation, and inspiration to carry you through your week. Well, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode here on See You Sunday. Or if you're new here, welcome. My name is Jasmine and welcome to this week's episode. Now I know it's been a minute since my last episode. You guys have been in my DMs, in my comments, asking when is the next episode, when is the next episode. And I know I haven't been on the most consistent streak when it comes to posting episodes. And if I'm really, really honest, the old me probably would have been apologizing right now for my lack of consistency, lack of posting, and I probably would have felt so guilty about it. But this new version of me is actually not sorry. And not because I don't care about you guys, my community, or the podcast, but because I personally needed time away from the podcast to just figure things out. I thought I was ready to come back for my break, but after a few episodes in, I was like, let's reel it back in. I still needed to figure a few things out, so I took the time that I needed to get clear, to think about things, and I'm really glad I did. I got the clarity that I was needing, and now moving forward, I know exactly what I want to do with the podcast, how I want to show up. And I just think it's really important to honor whatever season of life you're in, what you need. That's actually one thing that I want to get into later in today's episode, which, as you can tell by the title of today's episode, I am sharing 13 things that actually improved my life for the better. And I'm not just talking about getting 10k steps in every single day or drinking enough water. Like, obviously, yes, of course, we love that. That's good for us. But I'm more so talking about mindset shifts, boundaries, habits, life principles that I live by. It truly is the smallest changes that make the biggest difference in your life. I can pinpoint certain changes that I've made along the way, certain habits, certain rules that I choose to live by that truly, genuinely have made the biggest change in my life that has improved my life for the better. And I wanted to share them with you all in today's episode. So I really hope that you enjoy. Happy quarter two, also, by the time this episode is up. It is officially quarter two. Quarter one for me was really about easing my way into the new year, getting aligned, getting clear with my goals, and also spending lots of time with the people that I love. And I truly feel so refreshed and recharged for this new quarter. I'm really excited for what's to come. And I'm also really excited to get into today's episode. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into it. So if you're new here, every episode I like to share my Sunday sip moment of the week, which is basically a segment where I share my low and high from the previous week. But my low from this past week, which is kind of funny but also annoying. The other day I woke up head to toe covered in mosquito bites. Your girl was down bad. They are literally the bane of my existence. They are so irritating to my soul, and I don't know how it happened, but I literally woke up one morning itching. So take this as your sign to use your bug spray, your mosquito spray. My high from this past week is actually going on my quote-unquote spring break trip / road trip. And I say quote-unquote because obviously, like, I'm not in school. I don't have a proper spring break, but I did go on a little road trip this past week. My first stop on my little road trip was to San Diego. I spent some time there enjoying the city, swimming in the ocean, trying different coffee shops, just doing all of my favorite things in one of my favorite places. And then from San Diego, we drove to the LA area. I got to spend time with my grandparents, some cousins, my siblings were there, my mom was there, and it was just really nice to spend good old quality time with my favorite people. We did a little cookout. We celebrated my mom and my sister's birthday, and it was just the best time. I love spending time with my family and the people that I love, and just making as many memories as I can. And then from LA, we drove back down to Palm Springs before heading back to Arizona. So we made a little quick pit stop there, and I love Palm Springs. Palm Springs to me is more of a relaxing trip. There isn't a lot to do in Palm Springs like in San Diego or LA. So when and if I do go to Palm Springs, it's more like walking around, exploring the different vintage shops, and maybe booking like a boutique hotel to lounge by the pool. To me, that's like Palm Spring vibes. We stopped by there, which was really, really nice. Stopped by one of my favorite Italian restaurants in Palm Springs, did a little window shopping, grabbed some coffee, and just enjoyed our time there before heading to Arizona. And now I am back home, back in my routine, which I love nothing more. Which leads me to the topic of today's conversation, which is all about things that have truly improved my life for the better. And so I just wanted to share some of the more, I guess, non-traditional things that have truly changed my life for the better. Of course, some of these things are more like on brand to how to improve your life, but there are a few things on my list that I feel is not mentioned enough or doesn't get enough credit for how big it can impact your life. But nonetheless, the first thing on my list that has truly, truly improved my life for the better is trusting my intuition in every single situation. I say this with 100% confidence and faith that trusting your intuition is single-handedly the best thing you can do for yourself and for your life. I have learned the hard way many, many times in life what can happen when you go against your intuition, when you don't listen to that gut feeling, whether it's about a job, a relationship, a friendship, a decision. Every single time in life when I didn't listen to my intuition and I went against my gut feeling, I was proven and shown why I should have listened to my intuition. And now, as someone who's very certain of myself, I navigate life always checking in with my intuition, always listening to my gut feeling. Even when it doesn't make logical sense, even when I don't understand why I'm feeling or thinking a certain way about a situation, even when I don't know what the outcome is or what's waiting on the other side, for me, listening to my intuition helps me stay aligned to make sure I am staying on the right path and I'm not steering away from what is for me and what is best for me. Listening to my intuition is also a form of protection, protecting me from what is not for me, what is not the right decision, who are not the right people. I truly use my intuition as an inner compass. It guides me through life. It guides me into the right opportunities, in the right direction, towards the right people, and it never, ever, ever has led me astray. And so this is something that I stand 10 toes down on. The second thing that has actually improved my life for the better is I no longer wait for the big moments in life to feel happy or to be grateful. And instead, I choose to get excited about life, even for the small things. And a great example of this is every single Sunday, my partner and I go on our weekly Sunday coffee date, where we go to our favorite coffee shop, we chit chat, catch up, reflect on the week, kind of plan out our lives for the next week, and just check in with each other. And afterwards, we usually like do something fun and just like enjoy our Sunday. Our Sunday is to relax and enjoy each other, enjoy life, and just enjoy the day. And that is something that I look forward to every single week, the same way that I would look forward to a vacation or a concert. I genuinely get so excited thinking about my next Sunday coffee date. It brings me so much joy, but it's also because I'm choosing to get excited about it and for the small things just as much as you would for the bigger things. And this has truly changed the way that I feel about my life. The third thing that has also improved my life for the better is I no longer settle for just good enough anymore. And this is actually something that I've talked about, I think, in previous episodes. But essentially, whenever I want something in life or I'm working towards something, I have a goal, I always get very clear on what it is exactly that I'm looking for or that I want. And I have a list of non-negotiables. And if it doesn't match exactly what is on my list or is something better, I let it go. And I trust fully that what I want is out there, so I don't have to settle for just good enough. So in my early 20s, for example, I made the mistake of settling for just good enough many, many times, specifically when it comes to jobs, because I didn't know any better then and I didn't have the faith that I have now, I would often settle for those just good enough opportunities. And every single time, I was shown why I shouldn't have settled, whether the opportunity just didn't work out how I thought it would, or it ended up being a toxic work environment, or I just wasn't happy in it. every single time I settled, I was proven why I shouldn't have. And I'm not gonna lie, it's actually a lot easier said than done. It's very, very challenging to stay faithful and to have trust that you can have everything it is that you're asking for, especially when things are not happening as quickly as you would like them to happen and you're starting to lose patience and faith. In those moments, it is so easy to just settle, whether it's out of fear, out of lack of faith, out of confidence in believing that you can have everything that you want. But what I've learned is that those moments are just a test of, again, our faith, our patience. Are we willing to wait it out until we get everything that we know we want and everything that we deserve? And the fourth thing that has really improved my life, and this might be a little bit of a hot take, but I stand firmly on this, is understanding that I actually am too good for certain things. And I don't say this to come across as like thinking that I'm better than anybody or feeling like that could never be me, because if there's anything in life that I've learned, it could quickly be you. Life can happen to any of us in any moment, and we may find ourselves in situations we never thought we'd be in. So that's not necessarily what I'm talking about. I'm more so talking about things that are fully in your control, which are the habits that you choose to practice, the people that you choose to surround yourself with, the activities that you choose to partake in. Those are the things that you can control in your life. And there are certain activities, there are certain people, there are certain habits and hobbies that you will never find me participating in, because I know that I am too good for that, or that I have too much to lose, or it just doesn't serve me in any way. And since adopting this mindset of actually I am too good for this, it's protected me from being involved in situations, environments, people that I have no business being involved with. But the fifth thing that has truly improve my life for the better is speaking intentionally over my life. The words you speak about yourself, to yourself, over your life matter. As they say, there is power in the tongue, and words are like spells, and I truly believe that. I'm not perfect by any means, but I do my best to speak intentionally over my life, how I speak to myself. And there are certain phrases, there are certain things that you will never catch me saying. Like, I'm gonna say it right now as an example, but saying things like, I'm so broke, or I can't do this, or this isn't possible. Even if my circumstances are showing one thing, you will never catch me speaking those words. I try to be as mindful as possible with the things that I say. Again, I'm not perfect. There are times when I catch myself saying, oh, I'm so dumb, or oh, I feel so ugly right now. And we're human. We're gonna have those moments. And the sixth thing that has actually improved my life is prioritizing my non-negotiable habits. So whether it's my morning routine, my workout of the day, self-care habits, any of the habits that I know help me feel my best every single day, just making sure that I'm showing up and doing my non-negotiable habits every day, even if it isn't perfect, even if I'm not at my 100%, just showing up regardless. And of course, you know, sometimes life gets in the way. There's travel, holidays, work things that can kind of take over sometimes, and that's totally understandable. But if I can help it, I try my best to prioritize these daily, because these small habits that I choose to do every day make the biggest difference over time. It's like building compound interest, and over time, you start to see the benefits of practicing these habits every day. The seventh thing that has really improved my life, which is kind of similar to number five, but it's I protect and nurture my beliefs and mindset like it is a fragile package, because I truly believe that your thoughts, just as the words that you speak to yourself, your thoughts shape your world. And personally speaking, I have done way too much work on myself to let the beliefs of others shape my world. And I've mentioned this before, but I've adopted this mindset of whenever I hear someone say something that I personally don't align with, or I don't want to be true for my life, I just say, oh, that doesn't apply to me. And again, it's a lot easier said than done if what you're experiencing right now is the complete opposite. Like, I can think back to certain moments in my life where maybe my current reality was really not the greatest. I was in a job that I hated. I was living in a city that I've hated. I felt lost. Life was just not what I wanted it to be. But even though I was experiencing those things, I would constantly tell myself, I love what I do. I get paid to do what I love. I live in a city that I love. I love where I live. I would constantly feed myself these affirmations and these beliefs. And in the beginning, I didn't quite believe it. It kind of felt like I was lying to myself because, again, my current reality did not match the things that I was trying to convince myself of. Eventually, you say these things over and over and over again. You truly start to believe these things. And once you truly start to believe these things, that is when things around you begin to change. So the eighth thing that has truly improved my life is I now celebrate rejection or things not going my way, which might sound a little bit silly, but what I've come to learn is that when I don't get what I want, I know that it's just protection, redirection, and it means that I'm one step closer to what is for me. And yeah, choosing to have this mindset has truly changed my perspective when things don't go exactly my way or when I don't get what I want. Now, the ninth thing that has truly improved my life and my mental health for the better is I am quick to revoke access the moment I feel I need to. So if a friendship or a relationship is starting to feel draining, or if I've communicated my issues or feelings and behavior hasn't changed, or if I just notice some weird behavior or something is off, I am quick to take back my energy, to distance myself. And this has truly changed my life because it's helped me take my power back. And the 11th thing that has truly improved my life is not being afraid to leave. One thing about me, and I think I saw a TikTok about this, which is where I got this from. But one thing about me is I am a leaver. I will leave. I will always walk away, whether it's from a toxic job, a one-sided friendship, an environment that I've outgrown, something I don't like. I have never been afraid to leave. I am actually happy to leave because I know when I leave something that is not for me, I am making space for things that are. And I think I've just come to the point in life where I'm just like, why am I going to waste any time, any energy being somewhere I don't want to be? I will leave. This has saved me from so much unhappiness, resentment, drama, etc. And I just choose to protect my peace at this point in my life, and I will gladly leave. Okay, so the 12th thing that has truly improved my life is following my own timeline. So one thing I'm leaning into in 2026 is honoring my own seasons, my own timelines, and not feeling pressured by society or any outside noise. And a good example of this is how I decided to kind of start the new year instead of hitting the ground running and trying to have my whole life together as society makes us feel like we should by January 1st. I instead took a slower, more relaxed approach because that is what I needed during that season. And in life, we are going to be told what to do and when we should do them. And if we aren't doing the things that society or other people say we should do and how we should do it, we can start to think that we're doing life wrong or that we're falling behind or we're not where we're supposed to be. And that is a very scary place to live in. In those moments, it's so important to check in with what do you need? What is it that you want? And don't allow yourself to be pressured into a situation that you don't really want to be in or you know is not right for you, especially those bigger life decisions like buying a home or getting married or starting a family. Those are really big life decisions that we should not be pressured into. And unfortunately, we still live in a society where we are pressured into doing those things. But what's right for one person isn't necessarily right for the other. And I've definitely released a lot of that pressure that I would hold on to about like where I should be by 30 and or feeling like something's wrong with me because there are certain things in life that I don't feel called to do or called to have and questioning myself. But since making this change, I feel more at ease with my path and the way that I'm choosing to live life and how I do things because I know that is what I want. And I am not going to let anyone pressure me into doing anything that I don't want to do. And the very last thing that has truly, genuinely improved my life is running a strict program, okay? And when I say running a strict program, I am not talking about being rigid or trying to control others. Running a strict program means having high standards for yourself. So with that being said, I am strict with my time, my energy, my priorities, because I hold myself to a certain standard. I am accountable of my actions, and I want better for myself, and I know that requires doing what needs to be done to make that happen. Ever since I started really running a strict program, holding myself accountable, holding myself to a certain standard, my life has drastically improved because, one, I know what I'm worth, I know what I'm capable of, I know what I need to do to make certain things happen, and I refuse to settle for anything less than that. I'm just so much more happier in my life, I'm so much more confident in myself, and I'm also very selective about what I allow into my life, whether it's opportunities, friendships, people. Like, I'm very, very picky because I know what I want for myself and I know what my standards are, and I refuse to settle for anything less than that. But anyways, you guys, that sums up my list of things that have truly improved my life for the better, but also have helped me become my best self. These are like life principles that I live by. And so I hope this episode inspires you to think about, what are some of the things that have improved your life for the better? Are there any things that you feel inspired to do or change in your life to improve it? And I would love to hear what those things might be. If you want to share them with me, you can always like DM me. But I really hope that you enjoyed this week's episode. I am so excited, so happy to be back on the podcast. But if you did enjoy this episode, I would so appreciate if you could write and give the podcast a 5-star review or share this episode with anyone who you think may enjoy today's conversation. That is all I have to say. As always, I will see you Sunday.